Now today, of course, as we mentioned at the beginning, Education Sunday, an important day for Catholic churches in the UK because parishes around the country, many will be having second collections, they'll be having prayers focused on education. Why is today such an important day?
Firstly, it's a day when we can celebrate Catholic education. We can celebrate the hard work that goes on in our schools, the hard work of staff, of senior leadership teams and heads, and the role of the governors who organise and develop the strategic policy of our schools. So firstly, it's celebrating education, and in many parishes, the children and young people from our schools will be involved in the celebration of Mass today. Secondly, it's an important day to affirm what's happening, to encourage, and also to discuss further the significance and the importance of Catholic education in our schools.
Now, I know for a lot of our listeners, and they find out about something for the first time, or they hear there are some challenges, they always want to respond with prayer. So what would you say are the key things that people could pray for? I mean, I guess maybe the transport issue is one of them.
The transport issue is one of them that they could pray for. Pray also that those hardworking staff, governors, heads, are able to carry out this important work for the good of the children and young people in their care. Also to pray for parents who are struggling, particularly in their family situations, maybe financially at this time, perhaps with sickness or with bereavement, because these affect the whole family structure and the network of relationships. So to pray for all those who are struggling at this time.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for coming and joining us today and giving us a little bit of an insight into the way the world of education works for the Catholic Church. And I think it's fascinating to find out how different churches operate. It's been a real insight today, and I hope you have a wonderful Education Sunday.
Well, thank you very much, Maria. And please do also pray for the bishops who have this responsibility.
We certainly will.
Thank you.